I think I asked you this briefly in one of the other emails, and you haven't had a chance to pursue this point, but formal governance structure, is that necessary for the internet? I believe you said no. Is that correct?
Well, I'm qualifying what I'm about to say because I think I referred to this in the email, and that is that the question of governance requires you to go back to first principles and try to analyze what you mean by the term. It means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. It means one thing to people like Larry Lessig and his book about code and constitutional freedoms and so on. It means other things, for instance, to somebody in the computer industry that's worried about constraints on the freedom of his company to develop new products and services. So I think to the extent that if you mean the question to be, does the internet need some quasi-legally constituted body that would have the power to, would have some version of the power which conventional governments have to do to take coercive steps controlling citizen behavior on behalf of the public interest, I don't think there's any evidence that we need that in the internet today.